This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you, my friends, for joining me here today as we take 15 minutes of our day to study the Word of God together. And I thank you for spending 15 minutes of your day with me here. We're in Revelation chapter 1. I just want to remind everyone how to follow us here at this ministry. You can go to Facebook at WGOD Radio. Likewise, Twitter, the same thing, at WGOD Radio. All these podcasts and radio programs are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. I also am the pastor of Island Community Church, which is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited to come out to Island if you live around here in this area. Now, this podcast, I know, goes around the country and around the world. If you're ever in Central Florida, I invite you to come out to Island Sunday mornings at 10:30. For more information, again, you can write to me. My email address, elected77@yahoo.com. I'd love to share more info with you. Our website as well for this ministry is wgodontheair.net. We're in Revelation chapter 1. Let's pick it up today in verse 9. Now, this is John the Apostle writing, "I, John, your brother and partaker in," now three things he lists here, "brother and partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Christ Jesus, I came to be on the island that is called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ." That's the verse we're looking at here today, Revelation chapter 1, verse 9. First, notice that he is a partaker of tribulation. But I thought Christians don't ever endure tribulation. That's what my pastor said. Have you ever heard that before? As your pastor say frequently, no Christian will ever endure tribulation. Well, I hate to break the news to you, friend, but that is the most unbiblical thing I've ever heard. Christians always face tribulation. Jesus himself said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Friend, you and I are known by our tribulation. You and I are known by suffering. You and I are related into the family. Well, I'll let Paul tell you. Romans chapter 8, verse 17, it says that you and I were heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ if we suffer with him. Tribulation is part of the faith. It's part and parcel with being called the noble name Christian, is being persecuted and enduring and facing tribulation. Now, let me go further in this. There's a difference between the tribulation of Satan and the tribulation of God. There is a big difference. Now, let's look on the other side of this. Let's go, if you would please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I believe it's verse 9. 1 Thessalonians 5, 9, it says, "For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to the obtaining of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ." Wrath is a better word here. You and I are not appointed to the wrath of God, but you and I and Christians for 2,000 years have been appointed to the wrath of Satan, or I should say better yet, have had to endure the wrath of Satan. If you go back 2,000 years, they used to take Christians and dip them in oil, and Nero would set them on fire to light his arena. Now, this is the wrath of Satan. Also, this man, this wicked king, Nero, emperor, would take Christians. First, he would take lions, and he wouldn't feed them for weeks. And then they were starving. And then what did Nero do? He fed the Christians to the lions. You and I will always have to endure tribulation, and we will always have to endure the wrath of Satan. Always. It's always been that way. It always will be that way until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, and he promises you that in this world you will have. You will have tribulation. Count on it. The question is, are you able to get through it? Ultimately, is the question. Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 and 10, it says, "Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you." Now, this is Jesus speaking. This is the signs of the end of the age. What will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? He goes through this list here, and he's going in chronological order, thing by thing, famine, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. And then he says, "Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name." Verse 10, "And then many will fall away." The King James and the New King James there says, "Then many will be offended." That's the catch word of today, friend. Offended. So many are offended out there today, aren't they? People are offended. They're offended at God. They're offended of Christ. They're offended at the Bible. They're offended at Christians. They're offended at righteousness. They're offended at those that stand up for righteousness. They're offended at those that don't wink at sin. They're offended at those who stand up for this country. They're offended at those who refuse to accept the changes that are going on in this country. They're offended at those that call evil what it is. They're offended at those that call good what it is. The whole world is offended today. And now here, those that are fence sitters, those that say that they are Christian and are not, those that have never endured any persecution, remember, maybe you don't know. I'll tell you for the first time then. James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops," the word, the Greek word, hupomone. In English, endurance. Some translations say patience. Hupomone. Hupomone is what makes David go up to someone 9'6" and say, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Get out of my face." You see, this comes through enduring trials. When you have trials in your life, the word of God tells you to rejoice. I know that's difficult to do. I fail at that so many times, but God is at work. You know, sometimes at road construction sites, you see the sign there, "Men at work." We need to hang a sign around your neck that says this: "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. You are a work in progress. God is not done with you. God has got your back. God will see you through. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith," now the NIV says, "develops endurance." Like being in God's dark room, you see. Don't turn the light on when you're in the dark room, because you'll ruin the work that God is doing. God has got your back. God is going to see you through whatever trial you're going through, and it's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you, give you the strength to endure all these things that are going on. Right now around the world, there's a new fad out there today. You know what that fad is? It's crucifying Christians. They're being crucified again. They've resurrected a 2,000-year-old form of punishment. Christians today in Syria and Iraq and in the Middle East are being crucified again by these evil, despicable, wicked Muslims that are trying to exterminate Christians and Jews are crucifying Christians again. The way to endure these things, the way to be cast into the burning fiery furnace and to not give up trusting in God is to let him see you through whatever tribulation you're going through today. This is why James said what he said. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that, meaning there's a reason for this. It's not for nothing. You're not going through this for just no reason at all. God's still on the throne. God's got your back. There is a meaning and a purpose for whatever trial you are going through right now. It's not for nothing. There is a reason for it. It's hard to count it joy when you go through something, but count it joy, friend, that God's got your back. Count it all joy that God's going to see you through. Count it all joy that God won't allow on you more than you can bear. Count it all joy when we encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. When you let God see you through whatever you're going through right now, you will be just like David, who walked up to someone 9'6" and said, "Get out of my face." It's through enduring today under trials. That's the word of God here for us today, friend. Be still and know that I am God. This is what he said, Psalm 46:10. This is what he says, present tense, to you today. Be still and know that I am God. Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. David said in Psalm 27, wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's you and I today, like he says, come, let us magnify the Lord together. Let's make God bigger than our problems today. That's how you magnify him, is making God bigger than your problems. Wait on the Lord. Let him see you through. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he will exalt you in due time. I thank you for joining me here today. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time, where if you tune in for 15 minutes, I guarantee you, you're going to hear truth in your day. And the truth today is trust in God. Don't give up on him. Let him see you through whatever it is that you're going through. I know it's difficult to count it all joy, but let's do what he says. Trust in God. Let him see you through. And he's doing a work in you, which is going to pay off later. This is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm grateful you have tuned in to God's frequency today. Again, please follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and at Twitter at WGOD Radio. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODontheair.net. Be with us again tomorrow for another program in WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.